Andre Turea from Green Attic. How do you feel? You feel empowered now that you got your national... I know you're an American citizen, but, you know, heritage, right? Whenever I hear the Israeli national anthem, I feel pride.
Yeah, always. Heritage is important. Culture is important. Culture's That's where you were built.
There you go.
And then when you moved, you bring those values with you, and you're trying to implement them here, even in a business. It gives you great lessons of life.
And you bring, and then you translate that in the spray foam insulation business.
Spray foam, cellulose, mold, solar roofing, yes.
And solar stuff. Yeah, solar's big too. Mm-hmm. So are you getting the same type of calls that Gary's getting? You know, that room above the garage has been cold. It got down to 50 degrees this week. I don't want to go through the winter for the next 4 to 5 months of being cold in the room, that one room upstairs or downstairs. You getting those calls too?
Yeah, it's always that one room, that one spot that just bothers everybody. And that's where healthy home, happy family, because we look as a house as a whole. We don't look only, oh, you need only insulation. No, let's see what's the cause of it. You know, maybe it's the SVC, maybe it's the windows, and we'll make those recommendations. We have infrared cameras, so our guys are equipped to come in and they can tell, is it the wall? Is it the window? Is it the door? Is it the attic because of the stack effect? So we can do, you know, a whole inspection, you know, for free and just inspect your home and tell you exactly what you need based on the uncomfortable that you feel.
Sure. And that one room, Jeremy, as you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you're in the same industry.
Yeah.
If that one, everybody here, right? You know,
correct.
You know, Gary mentioned if that one room was cold last year and the year before and last decade, it's most likely
going
to be cold.
It's going to be cold, right. Unfortunately.
It's not going to snap their fingers and fix itself. So, in those type of situations, what do you do?
There is no secret. There is always something that, you know, can be fixed. It's either the HVC, either the wall, it's a corner room, is it a window or the attic, because all the heat goes up, right? And in the winter, the heat goes up. In the summer, it may be super hot on the second floor. Like a lot of Chicago, you know, bungalows,
Yeah.
A lot of flat roofs. Second floor is just, you know, super hot. But, you know, nobody thinks about insulation. Everybody thinks, oh, I need a bigger furnace or I need new windows. A lot of times, yes, that's true, but 90% of the time, you can fix that with a 30% in a return on investment. You know, you get the savings right away with just attic insulation. That's easy as that.
And a lot of our listeners are tight right now with money, right? You know, maybe they're losing their job. Maybe they got cut back with inflation. Things are costing them more money. I'm seeing credit card debt going up with the credit reports that we pull every single day of every single week. Any financing opportunities for your listeners that are looking that don't have the money to lay out $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for a job, depending on the size of their home, of course, and the scope of the project, of course.
Yes, of course. And with all respect with the windows guys, right? Your guys, you know, like windows are usually expensive. So a lot of times, you know,
windows are always expensive. Right. Can we not say usually, right? I mean, Gary, can you just put a quick PSA out there? If you want windows, it's expensive.
If you want a quality window, it will be expensive.
It's a big investment.
Absolutely,
it really
right. So doing insulation is actually a fraction of the cost, but sometimes even a better result. Because, no, from the going up, not going to the side. But, yes, we do financing options. And we do actually think that I don't think anybody does. We do in-house financing with zero down for like 6 months. Clients pay us 50% up, and then the rest can be split in small costs. Sometimes 6 months, 9 or 12 months, depending on amount. Plus, we have partnered with Renofi, and we offer HELOCs that they can do if it's a bigger project.
Sure.
So you mentioned costs going up. One of the things I didn't hear was energy bills. That, like, just your ComEd bill alone... Sure. Has probably, I mean,
summer,
show of hands.
I think it jumped
have you
by like 30%.
A huge increase in your, well, you have thermal, so you're
no,
you're
no,
in
no,
a different
but
world.
But everything, if you just read what's going on,
everything
these data centers for the AI that they're building all over the place, off of 294 over by O'Hare, right by the new overpass that's going to take everybody into, bless you.
Bless you. Our listeners say bless you.
Bless
on the,
you
there
too.
Is a cough button. Did you hit the cough button? You took it off.
That was okay. So loud.
Yeah. You know, our chairs shook.
Gary's, what the hell is going on? Okay. Did you hear that?
That's all right.
You might want to call in maintenance to clean up this. But love of God, I never seen a guy sneeze that. What's got to do with the data centers that they're building for this AI and the computing that goes into all of this this technology, and they're building it all over. Everything you read, the reason that the costs for electricity are going up is because of the amount of electricity that's needed by these data centers, which is great. But you know what? Maybe they should pay a little more.
I mean,
for all the energy that they're using instead of screwing everybody else.
There's a stat out there that just the response from chat, like by saying thank you or whatever, right. Like is just killing electricity.
I always think chat. I mean,
You think, and then chat. Thank you back.
They're saying, "Don't say hi. Don't say. Yeah, don't put no periods. You don't need that. It understands what you want from.
You don't want it to say. You don't want it to be polite. Just let it do.
Andre's point. Every call or your point. Everything's going up, and the energy cost, which is a perfect and insulation is one of the top cost cutters out there. In order to save,
it's got to be.
Yeah. It's got to be.
All and right, it's not that expensive. A lot of people think that it's expensive. It's not that expensive.
Less than $10,000, depending on the size of the house.
3 to 7. So okay. 5 on average.
Sure.
Okay. There you go. On an average home, 2,400 square feet.
Yeah. That's 2 windows, Gary, just so you know. Okay. Or 1 door. A
couple more windows.
Okay.
In there.
Well, maybe.
Go ahead, Mark. We got a break. But hey.
So the insulation, do you cut through the walls and do the spray foam if the walls are like, so how does that work?
We can do walls, we can do crawl spaces, we can do attics, we can do anything. We can do from the exterior, from the interior. It really depends.
And then you patch it and everything?
Everything is going to look brand new.
Oh, that's great to know.
Yeah. All right, phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you.
847-777-4777.
847-777-4777.
Yes.